What's going on, world? How y'all doing? Big on Triple X. Hey, thank God for this morning. Thank God for allowing me to be here this morning. I always get up when God tell me to get up. And I always get up when the flow and the energy is right, according to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm getting up this morning before I get my day started to let you all know to stay encouraged. First of all, stay encouraged. That's one of the most important things. Checking on you during the week to make sure that you're watching yourselves during the week, like I said, watching your families, your kids, your grandkids, watching yourselves on the job, watching yourselves throughout the day. The devil is busy. Remember that jealousy and envy exists. Remember that people will smile in your face and talk about you behind your back, and you never know. Even the ones that you think are close to you will also do the same thing. So be mindful of that. Be careful of that. And know that sometimes your discernment and what you're doing is right. Know that. If you're not having no harm, no foul, no discrepancies in your life, and things are not coming up negatively like they normally do, you may be doing the right thing. Remember that. Because my goal and what I'm trying to do is to sow a seed in somebody's life by giving them the hard, honest truth and giving them what I think that they need is right for themselves. And the main thing is for you to go and serve God and do the things you need to do. So let me read you a scripture here. And it says about fighting evil. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, the whole entire armor, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand firm, stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. So that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. You want to put on the whole entire armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God, not just certain parts of the armor of God, but you want to put on the whole armor of God. Because when I tell you that the enemy is busy and the enemy is trifling and the enemy is out there, they are out there. And so I wanted to drop in this morning. I want to make sure that you are okay in the things that you're doing. Stay prayed up, stay fasting, watch what you eat, stay humble, expect to walk in humility, serve God, stay prayerful, respect people, respect all mankind, all humankind. Don't believe what the naysayers say. Don't believe people's opinions, because how they personally feel, what they personally think. Listen, I have recently experienced people walking in their emotions and sensitivity on their sleeves. And listen, when I tell you, they will not stop until you are done, until they don't want you in a certain place, but whole and below. And know that this guy is not done. You only made things better and great for me. Believe that when I tell you, you only made things better and great for me. You didn't hurt me, you hurt yourself. Because, see, you have to live with the wrong that you do based on your opinion that you think is right. See, we all God's children and we all come in a different light. But see, I always remember what goes around comes around. See, whatever you got going on in your personal life and your personal health is going to increase. You know why it's going to increase? Because of the wrong that you have done to somebody else. So you better ask God for forgiveness for what that personal thing you're dealing with don't increase. Understand what I'm saying? In hopes that it don't increase. So we're not going to fight evil for evil. We're going to put on the whole breastplate. We're going to put on the whole armor of God and what God has told us and allowed us to do. See, I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not going to keep serving God. I'm not going to do none of that to make you happy. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep serving God. I'm going to keep doing the right things according to my heart and how I feel, because God has allowed me to move like that. You see what that shirt say? The battle belongs to the Lord. The battle belongs to the Lord. So it don't matter what you say, man. It don't matter what you say, woman. It don't matter. What matters is what God say. That's what matter is what God say. And that's why I do the things I do. I'm going to read you one more and I'm going to get out of here because I got to get my day started. But I wanted to make sure that I send this message out today to let you know that stay humble, stay blessed, stay prayed up, and keep your eyes on God. The week, you're halfway through the week. It's not over with yet. Stay prayed up and have a successful week. Finish your week out successful, because we're going to need it. It says right here in John's 10 and 10, I just got through reading you Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, but it says in John 10 and 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. See, the thief come to kill, steal, and destroy. But God says that he come to give life and give it more abundantly. So your life is not over because God haven't given you the abundance that you need. And if you do have the abundance that God gave you, use it the right way. Take care of people and do the things you need to do. Do the things you need to do. God is real. Listen, enjoy the rest of your day. Have a blessed morning. Continue to have a blessed week. Be careful out there. Watch those people that smile in your face and claiming that they're your friend, they're your sister, they're your brother, that they love you. Separate it. Keep your coworker as a coworker. Keep your family as a family. Keep your friend as a friend and move on with your life. I had to learn the same thing. Don't mix coworkers in with your family and your friends and your business and all of that. Don't do that. They'll stab you in the back. They will stab you in the back. I have seen, well, I have trained people and guided people, and they even turned on me for no reason, because of their feelings and their sensitivity, and they get things coerced with them through other people just to carry out something personally that they want to do, and they regret it later. So focus on God. Focus on what you have to do. Stay blessed. Stay in tune with God and enjoy the rest of your week. This Big Unc Triple X. And remember, God loves you first, then I love you next. Subscribe to the show, click on the video, and hit the subscribe button. Go to YouTube, subscribe to the show, click on the video, and hit the subscribe button. Have a blessed morning. Finish having a blessed day and a blessed week. God bless. Peace.